From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, questions about documents that challenge President Bush's past service in the National Guard. First, the lead. Hurricane Ivan has already killed about 24 people on its Caribbean course, and now it's aimed at Jamaica. Prime Minister P.J. Patterson there ordered 500,000 people to evacuate coastal areas and told Jamaicans to pray for a miracle.
As we know so well, the forces of nature can change in a short time, but we have constantly to be prepared for the worst case scenario. It is better eventually to breathe a sigh of relief than to say afterwards, if only we had listened.
And in Florida, officials are saying the same. They've already told people in the Keys to leave. Ivan could get there by Sunday. It would be the third major hurricane to hit Florida in a month. Throughout this ordeal, many Floridians tuned to a local weatherman known simply as Mr. Hurricane. Day to Day's Eric Weiner reports.
Brian Norcross wasn't always Mr. Hurricane. In 1992, he was a second-tier weatherman toiling in obscurity. Then along came Hurricane Andrew, a ferocious storm with winds of more than 150 miles per hour. While other stations went off the air, Norcross and two colleagues holed up in a concrete bunker, fielding phone calls from terrified residents like this woman, who gave her name only as Madeline.
We're in the bathroom. My father and my brother-in-law are holding the door.
All right, well, as many people as you can get on that door, you need to do that because you are going to experience this intense storm for a good while longer.
Okay, and how long? About how long?
We have a long time to go, okay? We have hours to go here before this is over. It's going to be very, very difficult, and you're just going to have to decide we're going to stick this out, and we're going to stick together, and we're going to make it through it, okay?
It was an incredibly dramatic situation. He always maintained a sense of calm authority that was very reassuring, I think, to a lot of folks. And afterwards, he was really considered a hero for having literally helped people get through the storm.
That's Peter Mertz, a staffer with NPR's member station in Miami, WLRN. He remembers how Norcross stayed on the air for 23 continuous hours, so long that doctors say he permanently scarred his vocal cords. But Floridians were grateful. Three cities established Brian Norcross Days. He was offered all kinds of cushy corporate jobs and briefly tried his hand at anchoring the nightly news. But 12 years after Hurricane Andrew, Norcross is still Mr. Hurricane. He's been a constant presence on the air for the past 4 weeks as one storm after another has battered Florida.
Now, you can see on the track a bit of a bend here to the left, somewhere in here. Now, exactly where this is going to come ashore still remains uncertain. Clearly,
Norcross's calm, almost dispassionate style, is in marked contrast to the breathless, borderline hysterical reports of other local broadcasters. Norcross blames some of them for unduly alarming people by attempting to pinpoint the exact landfall of a hurricane when it's still days away.
People want to know, but I won't tell them. I will not tell them something I don't know. So I always try and say what we know, say what we don't know, and try and give them a sequence of when we might know.
Norcross's station, a CBS affiliate, runs a segment called Ask Brian, where people call in with questions about how to survive a hurricane. Should I fill my bathtub with water? What's the safest room in my house? How many spare batteries are enough? Oh, and that old adage that there's no such thing as a dumb question doesn't seem to apply when it comes to hurricanes.
The dumbest question is, why don't we blow up these things with nuclear bombs? Or we had one in Hurricane Francis. You know, there must be enough helicopters in Florida that could go out there and blow it the other way. Seriously, they seriously sit home and think, you know, I bet nobody has thought about this.
Norcross says the only solution for surviving a hurricane is to stay out of its way or hunker down in a safe location. That's a lesson he learned the hard way when, in 1965, he did something he would no doubt castigate his viewers for attempting today. He tried to surf a hurricane.
So we went out, and I caught the best wave of my life, And then I went out to catch another wave, and this huge set was outside, like further out. And we all paddled, and this monstrous wave took me and the board and flung us in the air. And I jettisoned the board and had to swim in, and it took forever to swim in. It was only really because I was a gymnast and a surfer, and I was really in good shape then, and 15 years old, that I'm probably alive today.
Alive and on the air virtually nonstop as Hurricane Ivan bears down on Florida. For Day to Day, I'm Eric Weiner in Miami.